Here's a thought I'll title, During One Sitting. And it occurs to me that during the last 25 years or so, 20 years, we've been absolutely bombarded with images that would make our previous generations of photographers and photo enthusiasts just blanch at the incredible trillions of images that are being made. And I know that's sort of an academic idea, but think about yourself. How many images have you made in the last 10, 15, 20 years compared to earlier in your career, before digital photography, before digital processing? The number of images we saw were relatively few. And now we've got this tsunami of images that is overwhelming us. And here's an observation about that. If I really want to spend some time with an image in order to understand it and think about it and consider its implications and maybe its deeper message, put it in the context of other photographs that I know, maybe even photographs that I've made, I know going in that there's a limit to how many images I can connect with in a given sitting. I've mentioned before that I love spending Sunday morning with a book. And of course, it's just not uncommon at all for a book to have more than 50 or 100 or even 150 images. But I know when I pick up that book that I'm probably not going to be able to go through all of the images with the kind of care and concern I'd like. Now, I can only speak with authority about my own experience with this, but I know that I reach a limit at about 100 images plus or minus. And if I'm really thinking, probably closer to 50 images. And more than that, and my brain just locks up. I just can't see more than that with depth. And what happens is I start flipping through the pages and not really spending time with any given image, but they sort of just bounce off of me with a glance of recognition. So I can scan quickly through more than 50 or 100 images, but that always seems a bit of an insult to the artwork and to the artist, at least in my mind. I know that if an image makes it into a book, it's survived all kinds of editing processes. Not every image we make goes into the book. Not every image we make gets printed. Not every image we make gets processed. Not every moment of our life out in the world with a camera gets photographed. It's a very, very rare thing for an image to make it all the way through all of those layers of editing and be in my lap in a book on a Sunday morning with a cup of coffee. And to glance at it just doesn't feel right to me. It might be a little different if I'm looking at a project. So if the book is a greatest hits kind of book where each image is a standalone, then I want to spend time with each and every image. If it's a small project, maybe even a Seeing in Sixes kind of publication, then I'm going to want to spend time with the group and go back and forth and think about what I observe in the interstices between the images when my imagination kicks in. The point is, all that takes time. All that takes even a certain amount of effort. And during any one given sitting with a book over an hour, maybe two, but probably less, there's a limit how much I can truly enjoy and truly give my full attention to. And I used to feel frustrated by that. Now I sort of realize it just goes with the territory. There's nothing I can do about it because human attention spans are what they are. For my relationship with photography, I would rather look at a fewer number of images and do so with more time and more leisure and more introspection and more attempted understanding than I would to try to race through an entire book so that I can say, I've seen all the images in the book. Of course, not every image deserves the same amount of time and energy and thought. But all images, at least the ones that make it all the way to a book or a gallery exhibition or even a PDF, they deserve more than a glance, which is one of the reasons I'm not a fan of social media. I want to spend time with images, and books and published PDFs seem to be the way that I enjoy doing that most frequently as well as most intently.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.